Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Yud Beis. We left off in the middle of the Ramah. We're on the last line of page 250 towards the end of Sif Aleph. So the Ramah says, on the last line of 250, That which we have been discussing in this Sif, that you make a bracha on the Ikar and the Pater's a Tafel, Hainu sha'ochlon biyachad. That's if you're eating the ikra and the tafel together. O sha'ochel ha'ikr tchila. Or you're eating the ikra first and having the tfeila afterwards. Avalim ochel ha'tafel tchila. But if you are eating the secondary food first, kegon, for example, sha'rotza lishtos, you want to drink something. V'rotza lecho tchila k'desh lo yishta libere kana. You want to eat something before you take the drink, so you're not drinking on an empty stomach. You really don't want the food. The food is just there to make sure your stomach is not empty for the drink. Or you are eating the seeds of some kind of berries to sweeten the drink. So, then, even though the food is a tafel, you make a bracha on the food first. The ikar is the drink. The tafel is the food that you're having before it. But since you're eating the tafel before you have your ikar, you must make a bracha on the tafel. The Einu Mevarech Olav Rak Shahakol. But says the Ramah Achidish, we touched on this yesterday, we'll go more into it today. You do not make a bracha on the tafel that you were eating before the ikar, except Shahakol. Ho avuhu tafel adavar acher, since Lamais is a tafel, therefore you don't make the regular bracha of this food item, you will only make a Shahakol. So let's see the Mishabura beginning on page Kuf Chavav, we're up to Sivav. So we said that which you make a bracha on the ikar and the pater's a tafel is when you're eating them together. V'im ochel pas kisonin, if you're having pasav of a kisnin, im gvina, which is, o sha'ar dafar lelapes bo, or something else that goes along with the pas kisonin, af shehim gamkin chavivim alav, even though the other thing you're having with it is also dear to you, v'u toiv lechel osam, and you have a desire, a taiva, to eat these other things as well, you'll only make a bracha on the pasav of a kisan alone. It's logical to say that the pas is the ikar by you. You will not make a bracha on whatever is coming to be eaten with it. So too by any other item that you're eating something to go along with the ikar. Whatever you're eating to come along with the other food, that is always going to be considered a tafel. And Ode 18 gives an example for those who have been to Eretz Yisrael. So the classic Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael, at least when I was there, back in the day, was a piece of Yerushalmi kugel with a pickle on top of it. So in Note 18 he writes, V'chein ha'ochel melafafon chamutz. You're eating a sour pickle. La'ashbia tama kugel, to make the Yerushalmi kugel more gishmak. So Rav Yashiv paskins, she'im ochlan biyachad, if you're eating the kugel and the pickle together, ein levarich al ha'melafafon chamutz, you do not make a bracha on the pickle. You're eating a pickle with the kugel, you make a mezonos on the Yerushalmi kugel, you do not make a bracha on the pickle. V'chein das agonim nisim krelitz, she'amelafafon chamutz tofel l'kugel, im ein ikar kavanoso gam l'melafafon. Unless you're a real pickle guy and you really want the pickle also, then you make a bracha on it. If you're just eating it to make the Yerushalmi kugel a little more geschmack, these poskim say you would not make a bracha on the pickle. Rechaim Kineski argues, he says that because it does have taste on its own, and many people eat it on its own, you make a bracha on that as well. But most poskim would not say that. They would say you make a mezonos on the kugel, and the pickle would not need a bracha. That's considered a tafel, like we're discussing over here. When one food comes to be eaten along with another food, so that one is only secondary. In this case, it would be the pickle, would be secondary to the Yerushalmi kugel, which would be the ikar. You'd make a mezonos, and that would cover both. Sivkotan Zayin, the Ramah told us that that which the ikar pater is a tafel is if you eat them together, or you eat the ikar first. The achar kacha tofel, and then you have the secondary food, kedei lamata gets the ikar, in order to sweeten the ikar. Kegon, for example, ochal tchilo tznon, you ate a radish first, that's what you wanted to eat. The achar koch zayis lohofig charfo shel tznon, and then you ate afterwards an olive in order to dull the sharpness of the radish. So the radish is the ikar. Uchay gabne shar tofel or any other tofel, kanal bisav olive. So again, if you eat the ikkar and tuffel together, you make a bracha on the ikkar, no bracha on the tuffel. If you eat the ikkar first and then you have the tuffel afterwards, no bracha on the tuffel. Sivkatan ches, the Ramah then said, one of the examples of where you're going to have the tuffel before the ikkar, either you don't want to have the drink, which is the ikkar, on an empty stomach, you're having food before, or we said you're eating seeds of gudgadnios lematik ashtia. But you're having it first. Ratzalomar, gam kein sha'ochlon kodam. We're talking about a case over here, you're also eating these seeds first. Shemasu lishtos kidei lematik ashtia. Ratzalomar, gam kein sha'ochlon kodam shemasu lishtos. You're eating these foods before you start drinking. Kidei lematik ashtia sheshos achakach. In order to sweeten the drink that you're going to have afterwards. So then, sivkotan test, the Ramah told us, you will make a bracha on the food that you're eating first as the tuffel. In this case, you will make a bracha on the tuffel, and that bracha will be shahakol. Why are you making a bracha on the tuffel? So says the Mishabura, the bishlama kishemavarech ala ikir tchila. Bishlama, if you ate the ikir first, you made a bracha on it first. So memela ha tuffel bechlal. So automatically, the tuffel is covered by the bracha of the ikir. That makes sense. You don't make a bracha on the tuffel. Ma she'en ken kesh'ocha ha'tuffel mikodem. And in this case, you're eating the secondary food first. Lo yitochen she'yifterenu achakach ha'ikir mibrachasol mafreya. It doesn't make sense that you can eat the tuffel without a bracha. Then you can eat the ikir, make a bracha, and that's going to cover retroactively the tuffel. That doesn't make any sense. Ukfar hoyen ene b'lo bracha. In that case, you enene b'lo bracha. We know it's aser lehonos b'lom hazeb li bracha. So it can't be if you're having the tuffel first, you're going to cover the tuffel with the bracha that you can make afterwards. Therefore, says the Ramah, if you're eating the tuffel first, you must make a bracha on the tuffel. But, said the Ramah, that bracha will be shahakol. Very important, Mishabur over here, Sivkot and Yud. The bracha will be rak shahakol. Ratzalomer means to say, dekevan de'alko ponam achilosahu le'tuffel le'davar acher. Since lemaisa, the food that you're eating first is only secondary to the food you're having afterwards, hifsid birchaso haru'uyalo. It has lost its real bracha that you would normally make on this food item. Umavarach shakol, you make a shakol. Kidei shelo yehana b'li bracha. Just so you shouldn't be getting hano without a bracha. Vihinei haramas sosam bazevelo hiskir shum chiluk. The Ramah just says, any tuffel you have before an ikir, you always make a shahakol. He does not make any chilukim. The mari b'chol gavni, someone all cases. We're going to see the Magen Avraham disagrees. The Ramah again says, any tuffel you're eating before the ikir, you always make a shahakol on the tuffel that you're eating before the ikir. Whatever the real bracha is supposed to be, doesn't matter. Whatever you're eating before the ikir as a tuffel, you will make a shahakol. Aval ha-Magen Avraham cholik b'zeh. The Magen Avraham argues on this. Vidaito, in his opinion, is the dafka im shose mashkin. Dafka, if the ikr that you are drinking is a drink, shebrichasa shahakol. If your ikr is shahakol, vahayaroi levarech ala mashkin shahakol v'lifter zeh, and you really should have made a bracha on the ikr, which is a shahakol on the drink, and path to the tuffel that you would normally have afterwards. Ach mi pnei sheochel ha'tuffel tchila, but because you decided to eat the tuffel before the drink, tzarech levarech alav. Therefore, you need to make a bracha on it. L'chein mevarech alav kebirchas ha'ikr. Therefore, since the ikr bracha is the drink which is shahakol, you're deciding to have the tuffel before the ikr, so you'll make the bracha of shahakol on the tuffel. L'chein mevarech alav on the tuffel kebirchas ha'ikr. U'memela nifter gam ha'ikr bebirchas ha'ikr. Memela, the ikr will be covered by the tuffel in this case. Says the Magen Avraham, dafka if the ikr is shahakol. So really, you should have the ikr first, shahakol, that will cover the tuffel. You decided to have the tuffel first, so therefore you'll make a shahakol on the tuffel, and now the tuffel will cover the ikr. That's only because the ikr is shahakol. But, aval, kishabirchas ha'ikr hu davar acher. If the bracha on the ikr is something else, kigon shishas ha'yayim. Let's say the ikr is wine, so that's a bar piragafen. Ein mevarech ala machal shemikodem shahakol. Then you're not going to make a bracha of shahakol on the food that you're having before the wine. Rak birchaso haru'uyalo. Let's say you're having a fruit, you make a bar priyaitz. The only idea of making a shahakol before the achil of the ikr is if the bracha on the ikr is shahakol. So you should have made a shahakol on the ikr to path to the tuffel. You're making a bracha on the tuffel to path to the ikr, so you'll make a shahakol on the tuffel. But if the ikr is not a shahakol, it's something else, like it's wine, it's bar priyagafen, and you're having the tuffel first, you would not make a shahakol on the tuffel. You would make whatever appropriate bracha on the tuffel, and then you would make a bracha afterwards on the ikr. But really, to avoid all the machloksim over here, the chachila is better to avoid this and not to have the food that is tafel before you have the ikker. I'd like to suggest a little chiddush over here, and that is, there is a famous chakira in ikker v'tafel that the post can bring down. It's brought down in the chiddush of Ayurveda Malin in the first piece in his sefer. Is the pshat that I make a bracha on the ikker and I don't make a bracha on the tafel, that when you make a bracha on the ikker, the tafel doesn't require a bracha? When it's a tafel, there is no bracha? Or do we say the tafel turns into the same bracha as the ikker? So I'm having an ikker that's mizonos, a tafel that's hadama, but I'm eating it together. Is the pshat they both become mizonos, and that's why I just make a mizonos and it covers the other food, which is normally hadama, but here it's mizonos? Or when you're having an ikker of a tafel doesn't require a bracha at all? I'd like to suggest maybe the machlokas of the Rama over here on the Magen Avraham is telling on this machlokas. If the Rama holds that every time you're going to eat the tafel first, you always make a shahakol, maybe the pshat is that really when you have ikker of a tafel, you don't make any bracha on the tafel. The tafel doesn't need a bracha at all. So if you eat the ikker first and then you eat the tafel, the bracha on the ikker covers the tafel doesn't require bracha. But now you want to eat the tafel before the ikker, so really the bracha that you're going to make later on the ikker covers the tafel. But you can't get hanah from this world without a bracha. You can't put food in your mouth without a bracha. So you're forced to make a bracha. But there's really no bracha on this food. It's covered by the ikker. But you have to make a bracha, because asa lehanas b'alam hazav li bracha. So we give you the lowest grade bracha. We give you a shahakal for everything. So you're not really making a shahakal because the bracha on the food is shahakal. There's no bracha on this food. This food which you're eating first as a tafel is really covered by the ikker. But like the Mishnah Berurah brought down and the Archei Moshe discusses, you can't put anything in your mouth without making a bracha first. So though really the ikker covers the tafel doesn't require bracha. If you're eating the tafel first, you can't put it in your mouth without a bracha. So we downgrade the bracha. There really doesn't need a bracha. So you make a shahakal, which is the lowest grade bracha. Mashenkin the Magen Avraham holds when you make a bracha on the ikker and that patters the tafel, that's because the bracha on the tafel is the same as the bracha on the ikker. Therefore, if the ikker is shahakal, so then the bracha on the tafel is also shahakal. So if you're eating the tafel first, you'll make a bracha of shahakal, because that's the bracha of the ikker. So you make that bracha on the tafel, because the bracha on the tafel becomes the same as the bracha on the ikker. They're both shahakal now. Even if the tafel is really a hadama, the fact that you're eating as a tafel to a shahakal, the bracha becomes a shahakal. So if you eat it first, you make a shahakal because they're both shahakal. But if your ikker is boy piragofen, so we can't say the tafel that you really would have with it has no bracha, it turns into a boy piragofen also. So you're going to put a piece of cake in your mouth and make a boy piragofen on it? That's what we would be saying. But you can't do that. You'd be saying sheker. You can't eat a piece of cake before your wine and make a boy piragofen on it. Even though if you would have your wine and have your tafel afterwards, they're both boy piragofen, they're covered. But lemaisa, if you're eating the tafel first, so though the bracha should really be boy piragofen, you just can't make a boy piragofen on a piece of cake or something else as a tafel, that's a sheker. And in that case, you'd be forced to make the bracha of that food that you would normally make. So therefore, paschally, the Rama holds that you always make a shahakal, because really the ikker patters the tafel, there's no bracha on the tafel. You want to eat the tafel first, you need to make some bracha, you can't be nenef from this world out of bracha. So we say, take the lowest grade bracha to make a shahakal on everything. Mashenki in the Magen Avraham holds that when ikker patters the tafel, the bracha on the tafel becomes the same as the bracha on the ikker. So if they're both shahakal, then you can make the bracha on the tafel first of shahakal, can cover the ikker. But if the bracha that you're going to have on the ikker is not shahakal, so the bracha on the tafel is the same, so you can't then change the bracha of the tafel to make the bracha of the ikker on the tafel before, that's a sheker. So in that case, you have to make the bracha that's normally made on the tafel, even though really it's covered by the same bracha as the ikker in general. Okay, that's Sahara. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Sivkot and Yud Aleph. The Rama said at the end that you make a bracha of shahakal, right? Mevarech al ochel tchila afal pi shehu tafel ashtia. Ve'enu mevarech olav rak shahakol. Hoel v'hu tafel odavar acher. Since it's a tafel, you make a shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph, v'ma tafel chaviv olav. If the tafel is very dear to you, mevarech olav birchoso haru'uyolo. Then you would make the regular bracha that you make on this food item. It's not considered like a tafel. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz, mirkachas shemenichem al rekikim dakim. This is a case that we had back a couple of months ago. So you have some kind of mikachas, or some kind of mixture, or some kind of jelly, or sweetened food that you are placing on some kind of very thin cracker. So osun rikikim havu tfeilo l'mikachas. Really, you're not in the mood for crackers. Really, you want to have this mikachas, But as we'll see, you just don't want to dirty your hands on the merkachas, so you put it on a cracker. The cracker is like your fork. So you're putting the merkachas on the cracker, so the cracker is tofel to the merkachas. Shahadover yadua she'ein miskavnim le'echol lechem. Because it's known that you don't want to have the bread, you just want to have the merkachas. You have nowhere to put it, so you put it on the rekikim, but the rekikim are tufel to the merkachas. You'll make a bracha on the merkachas, that will cover the rekikim. Says the Mishabura Sefkatan Yudbez, have a tfeilu le merkachas. So these rekikim are tufel to the merkachas, v'tzorach levarech al merkachas levad. You'll make a bracha on this merkachas, whatever exactly it is, alone you will not make a bracha on the rekikim. Sefkatan Yudgimel, because the Mechaber said it's a known thing that you're not mechaving to eat this bread. The only purpose of this bread or these rekikim is to place the merkachas on it. You don't want to get your hands dirty with honey. This merkachas is some kind of jelly, honey mixture. It's something you don't want to hold in your hands. So you want to eat it, but you don't want to hold it in your hands. You don't have a fork, so you stick in the rekikim to dip out the merkachas. You don't want anything but the merkachas. Therefore, the merkachas is the ikker. You don't really want the bread. You don't make a bracha on the rekikim. V'ayin ba'achronim shekos, so look in the achronim that they write. D'bibindino senu sha'osin ha'duvshonim she'tovim l'machal. Nowadays, we don't have such rekikim that are so bland, they have no taste, that it's clear you only want the merkachas. We have geshmak a kichel, we have geshmak a crackers, we have what they call duvshonim, shetovin lamachal, they're geshmak on their own. Umanichim amerkachas aleim, and that's what we put the merkachas on, a very nice tasting cracker. Im kein, if so, kavanoso gam kein la'achilas ha-duvshonim. You also want the cracker, you're dipping the cracker into some jelly honey mixture. It's not that you're just using it as a utensil to get the merkachas. You want the cracker also. It's a very geshmaka cracker. Umavarech aleim, and therefore you have to make a bracha on that cracker. V'ayin le'el simikusa meches meshabura sevkaton memhei shemavur sham kol prate din zeh. We discussed the details of this way back in Simen Kuf Samech Ches. If you look in the notes, we'll see a little bit of a summary over here. Note 23, he writes, Shom Kosov, Shemasha Merkachas Tfeilim Udavshonim. So he said again here, if you have these rekikin that have no taste, like the Mechaber is discussing, you make a bracha only on the merkachas. But nowadays, like the Mishabura is saying, if you have a nice geshmak, a cracker, then the cracker becomes the ikur, which is mezonos, and that covers the merkachas. But the Mishabura told us earlier, shemasha merkachas tfeilu devshonim, that which the merkachas becomes secondary to these crackers, haynu davka kishenefu biyachad. He says that stavka, they would bake together. Avlim ofes ha-duvshonim levadum. But if these crackers were baked on their own, v'achagach iniach aleim es ha-merkachas, and then you put on this merkachas, ein nasis ha-merkachas tfeilu lahem. Then the merkachas does not become secondary. Machmas kavanoso lechol shneim. You really want both of them. So you're putting something on your cracker, you really want both of them, so it's not necessarily true that the merkachas becomes tafel to the cracker. V'ein ha-merkachas bo lulafes es ha-duvshonim. In that case, maybe let's say you're putting a piece of herring on a cracker, you're not just using the herring to make the cracker more geschmack, you really want crackers and you want herring. So in that case, you would in fact make a bracha on both, v'tzorach levarach gamal merkachas, whatever this merkachas is exactly. But in this case, the Mishabura says you really want both. You want the duvshonim, which are geschmack on their own, you also want the merkachas, which are geschmack on its own, you're having both together, you would have to make two brachas in that case. Okay, we will stop here. That concludes Siman Reish Yud Beis. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the new Siman Reish Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.